Bear in mind, please, I am reading this on John's behalf, so it is John Ritter's report. He did that this week. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry not to be here in person, but as you may have gathered, I have COVID. I had really been looking forward to this AGM. The last one was in 2019, and we've had many ups and downs in the 3 years since then. And I was scheduled to give a talk about WTN to the Romsey Macular Support Group the day before yesterday. They've been very understanding, and that's now been rearranged till August. My thanks to Keith Vincent for taking the reins while I'm indisposed. I've got to read that bit. Thank you too to other committee members for their work in making this event a success. As I reported in April 2019, we had made ourselves very comfortable in Brookhouse, thank you Celia, since mid-December 2018. And in the early part of 2020, coronavirus struck, and following government guidelines, we suspended our service from 17th of March that year. Keith and I carried out the final recording, copying and dispatch, and all listeners were informed that we had taken that step. This was a perilous and worrying time for the whole of the UK. However, we'd always known that the move to Brookhouse would be a temporary one, and it was during this time, in May 2020, that we formed a working party and began looking for new premises yet again. We were contacted by Humphreys Farms in Twyford, invited to visit premises known as Building T7. Within T7 was a room slightly smaller than desirable, but we decided that speed being of the essence, and having no other offers, we would accept the offer. So we moved lock, stock and barrel into T7 on the 24th of August 2020, and we began our service again on the 9th of October that year. Because of COVID-19, things had to be organised differently. We installed a Perspex screen across the centre of the table, and for the foreseeable future, had only two people at a time in the room, a presenter and one reader or two copiers, etc. We carried out a thorough risk assessment of the new studio and our services, and strict health and safety procedures were put in place, including sanitising hands and equipment and wearing nitrile disposable gloves. As time went on, we increased our number of people in the studio to three in May, and we felt we were gradually getting back to normal. We enjoyed our time in Twyford enormously, not least because it was ideally quiet for recording, well, apart from the digging that went on outside from time to time with a JCB. And although Humphreys had plans to redevelop the area, they didn't envisage the work starting before late 2022 at the earliest. We were on a month's notice, but I was shell-shocked when Groundhog Day struck. I took a telephone call, I remember the date clearly, it was Tuesday the 27th of April last year, from Humphreys Farms saying their planned redevelopment of the site in Twyford was happening sooner than they thought, and that the building our studio in was to be demolished later in the summer. We had to vacate our studio room by the end of August. Well, we're a pretty resilient bunch and we'd done it before, so we rolled up our sleeves and started looking, again, for new premises. Our working party met again. At the end of April, we had a piece of about our plight published in the Chronicle. On the evening of 15th of May, I was telephoned by Jamie Robinson, who then was the manager of Unit 12, this building, saying that his attention had been drawn to the article in the newspaper by Councillor Tim Groves. And Tim Groves is here with us today, and thank you, Tim. We went to see Jamie a few days later, and we began to discuss how we might move to Unit 12. Jamie couldn't have been more helpful, and they set about building us a room within a room. Many of you will have seen it, and I hope that those of you who haven't, we're going to have a look later this afternoon. Whilst we're having tea, I'm happy to take people in and show them where the room is and what it comprises. We are delighted with our new studio, and we've been made extremely welcome here. And incidentally, Councillor Tim Groves also arranged a substantial grant for us. Thank you, Tim. And in fact, Tim Groves' mother has recently become a WTN listener, and I hope she enjoys the recordings. In other news, as they say in broadcasting, we helped, as always, with the Clarendon Marathon in October 2019, 2020 and 2021. We were rewarded with £300 for each one that we helped out at. Incidentally, if anyone would like to help with this year's Clarendon Marathon on Sunday the 2nd of October, please let us know, because we're somewhat short of available volunteers this year, because I'm on holiday and John's on holiday. In the summer of 2019, we had a table with our WTN banner and gazebo. We've got the banner up. at the Littleton and Hairstock show. Anne, who is also down with COVID, and I went to the gala dinner where I gave a talk about WTN, and we were presented with a cheque for £1,500. Real bonus for us. As always, my thanks go to all the volunteers who work tirelessly to produce our weekly and monthly recordings. That includes editors, presenters, readers, memory stick preparation teams, and copiers. A perfect example of our volunteers' dedication is that during Storm Eunice, the presenter, readers, and copiers on the rota arrived as usual on the Friday morning. They proved to be the only people here in Unit 12. And in spite of a rather long power cut during the morning, the recording was made, copied, and delivered to the Royal Mail sorting office, and listeners received their wallets on Saturday morning. And finally, my thanks to our listeners. We value their loyalty and their enthusiasm for our service. And to everyone, including those of you here today, a big thank you. And that's John's report.